You obviously have to pay your band, and you don't just pay them on the days that you have gigs. You pay them on days off, you pay them for rehearsals, and you pay them for any travelling that might be done. Now, sometimes it can take you a couple of days or a day or two to travel somewhere. So you've got the rent of the bus, the rent of the band, the rent of the band, the wages for the band, the wages for the crew, for all of that time to travel to a show where the show itself might not make a fraction of the money required to cover that. So it's a bit of a worry. So what else do we have? We will often have to rent certain bits of equipment. You know, we'll try to take as little with us as possible and pick it up in America if we're doing an American tour. Because of air freight's a problem. This is the other thing: you have to fly people to the country, you have to fly your equipment to the country. There are lawyers, accountants, all which you legally have to bring on board to satisfy certain requirements, you know, to do with US tax and Canadian tax and so on. There's a whole world of that kind of stuff going on. Getting all the visas sorted out in the first thing. Somebody has to do it, you know, so it all costs money. One of the big things is the tour bus, and that's fairly obvious. Other requirements would be, for example, all your food, breakages, things, you know, obviously equipment can break down in a big tour, all has to be paid for. So it's incredibly expensive, very expensive. The more people in the band, the more expensive it becomes, the more airfares, the more food, the more wages, the more equipment, and so on. So it's another one of the reasons why I'm reluctant to want to start bringing in bass players and singers and extra people the way some people suggest. Wouldn't it be a great idea to have a bass player? Yeah, it would. It'd be a great idea to have a bass player, and it'd just make it impossible for me to tour at the moment. So all of these things have to be considered and weighed up, and you have to make decisions. And often the factors perhaps involved in making these decisions aren't always as obvious to the fan as they are to us.